From the United States Naval Hospital at Corona, California, the makers of Chase and Sanborn Coffee bring you the Chase and Sanborn program, starring Francis Langford, with Spike Jones, the City Slickers, Tony Romano, I'm Ken Carpenter, and our special guest, Mr. Charlie Ruggles. And here's Francis.
Gentlemen, this summer these Chase and Sanborn shows plan to tour the Purple Heart Circuit, a different service hospital each Sunday. Today we're in a place the men call the most beautiful hospital in America. One man told me, if you've got to get it, this is a spot to get over it. Really, it's lovely. You see, this used to be the Norconian Club, an expensive spot where people who could afford anything relaxed in the most beautiful and luxurious surroundings. And Corona is still a luxurious haven for these men who could take it and did. I am sure I speak for the entire nation, men, when I say, we salute you, and here's my part of that salute. Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear us hit a pad? And that happy tune is your best. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But now I'm not afraid. This rover crossed over. If I never have a gun, I'm gonna love and say he's mine, all mine. So dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street. I used to drag through the shade. Rover crossed over and say, if I never had a cent, I'd be twice as rich as Mr. Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side. Don't hide from the sunny side of the street.
Now a grand opportunity offers to double up on coffee pleasure. It's a chance for you, so get your share from now on. Join the millions who hail iced Chase and Sanborn coffee as the king of refreshing drinks. It's a second way to enjoy the superb flavor of this richer blend. The lavish abundance of extra flavor in Chase and Sanborn coffee is just what iced coffee calls for. And it's double pleasure on another score, too, because it's more than just a cooling drink. Not only delicious, refreshing, and satisfying, but on top of all that, it's coffee. And all this makes Chase and Sanborn coffee doubly popular, too, with meals to set off other fine foods, and all by itself between times. Through the past year, Chase and Sanborn coffee has brought more pleasure to more people than ever before in our history. Now, that's a good lead for you to follow. Get the blend that gives you extra flavor to offset the melting ice. Enjoy more iced coffee, and enjoy iced coffee more. Always ask for Chase and Sanborn coffee.
I want everyone to know how happy I am that our music this summer will be played by my very, very good friend, Spike Jones.
Francis, are you really that glad to have my music?
Really, Spike?
She doesn't know us very well, does she, fellas?
No fooling, Spike. After traveling in different directions all winter, we finally got together.
Well, you know something? I just missed you between New York and Kansas City.
Really?
And I missed you again between Salt Lake City and San Francisco, but we finally caught up with you.
Between Chase and Sanborn. Last summer, you know, I was singing in the South Pacific.
Well, the City Slickers and I were playing in Europe, you know.
I know. I heard you. And you and the city slickers are scheduled to play a number right now.
Well, I guess in that case, I better get going, huh?
In that case, so will I.
Familiar they seem. She gave your very first kiss to you. That was Laura, but she's only a dream.
If that was music, my name is not Charlie Ruggles.
Charlie Ruggles!
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, Charlie, we're glad to have you with us here at the Corona Naval Hospital.
Well, a criminal always returns to the scene of his crime, you know. I was once an intern.
Oh,
Francis.
No, really, Charlie?
Yeah.
When did you take medicine?
Yeah, whenever they held my nose. pardon me, I see what you mean. Oh, it was a long time ago, Kenilworth, before they knew as much about anatomy as they do now. And I was fascinated by its possibilities.
Oh, I see. Where did you study anatomy?
Next to the runway at Minsky's.
Say, Mr. Ruggles, if you're really a doctor, I wish you'd examine me.
Oh, Charlie, this is Spike Jones.
This is... did you say Spike or Spook?
Won't you please examine me?
No, I'm sorry, old boy. I never do a postmortem.
Now, look, it's my ears, you know. I think maybe I'm getting deaf. I can't hear my band as well as I used to.
May I be the first to congratulate you?
Charlie, that isn't like you. Why don't you try to help him?
Oh, please do. You see, the doctors here at Corona are not allowed to examine me because I'm not in the Navy.
Ah, what a lucky break for the Navy.
Well, I can help with the examination, Charlie. You see, I'm a nurse's aide.
Are you?
And I'll be your consultant. In school, I was very good at hygiene.
Oh, really, really? It doesn't show.
Please, Charlie.
Well, I guess, if you insist.
Well, good. Where can we borrow some instruments?
No, I don't need instruments, Ken. I don't need them. I'm an old ambulance case. An ambulance doctor, pardon me. Yeah, I'll just improvise.
You know, it just occurred to me, maybe I'm taking a big chance, Mr. Ruggles. How do I know you're a doctor?
Well, we're both taking a big chance. How do I know you're sick? Yeah, now tell me, Spike. This trouble with your hearing, is it chronic?
Oh, no, it bothers me all the time.
Oh, I see. Bothers you all the time, but make a note of that, will you, nurse, please? Thank you. Now then, let's proceed with the examination. But be careful. I'll watch out for his heart.
I'll watch his lungs.
And I'll watch his hands.
Doctor... Dr. Carpenter.
Yes, doctor?
You take the right ear, and I'll take the left ear.
And I'll date the nurse up before you.
I'm looking in his right ear, Doctor.
And I'm looking in his left ear. Oh, Doctor.
Yes?
Peekaboo. Yeah.
Oh, my. What do you think, Doctor?
I agree with you, Doctor.
Oh, that's bad, Doctor.
Why?
I was going to agree with you.
Hey, you know something, fellas? I'm beginning to feel funny.
Well, you just hold my hand and relax.
Well, I can't do both.
Well, now get a good grip on yourself, my boy. This may hurt a little. You see, I haven't a hypo needle, so I'm going to give you a good deep jab with this sharp pencil.
I don't get the point, Doctor.
Yeah, I know, but he will.
Do you have to do that, Doctor? Suppose you make a mistake.
Well, the pencil has an eraser. Yes.
But, Doctor, isn't there some way we could give him an anesthetic? Can't I get him something that'll put him to sleep?
Yes, send for the shore patrol.
No, not that. I'll suffer, so help me.
I'll suffer. Now, come now, young man. Now, you see, I found out something about you already. You need iron.
I do?
You do, definitely. Here, swallow this nail file.
Oh.
Now, we need something to hold his tongue down while I look at his throat.
Well, would you care to try this shoehorn, Doctor?
Shoehorn? Well, I don't mind if I do. Well, thank you very much, Miss Horn. Miss Shoe. Thank you. Well, all right, open your mouth wide now, Mr. Jones. Open your mouth wide. Oh, you can do better than that. Come on, open it up. Wider. Wider. That's it. Well, now, what's the matter with you? It's nothing but a shoehorn.
Doctor, hadn't you better take it out of this room?
I, George, I never thought of that. Isn't that funny?
Doctor, am I in very bad shape? I have so many reasons to live, you know.
Name one.
You're not really going to operate, are you?
I'm afraid so, my boy. Dr. Carpenter, would you like to help with the operation?
Certainly. I'm entitled to my cut.
Please don't operate.
Well, why shouldn't we? What have we got to lose?
Me?
Well, in that case, it's worth a try.
Now, look, I can see you're a good doctor. I'm no fool. The question is, are you a good surgeon? You're sure you know what you're doing?
Well, that's rather an impertinent question, my boy, but put your mind at rest. Because here's what we're going to do. We're going to accentuate the clavicle.
Eliminate the auricle.
Take out another ventricle.
Then get your tonsils in between.
We're going to check up on your metabolism.
Then fix you up for rheumatism.
Look into your astigmatism.
Don't neck with nursing in between.
To illustrate our skill galore, Ruggles has a knife, Spike is on the floor.
Please let me go, and I will never complain no more, no more.
No! Hey, we've got to accentuate the clavicle.
Eliminate the auricle.
Take out another ventricle.
Don't leave your derby in between.
Oh no!
Don't leave your derby in between.
Pew! Join us here, Charlie, but I wish you'd stick around Corona and learn a little more about medicine. In the meantime, here's Spike's big new band and a song a lot of the men here have asked me for. All of My Life.
I just want the right to love you all of my life. Just the right to take care of you all of my life. I just want the right to be near you always, to be there, sharing every care and strife. Life can be as simple as a nursery rhyme. Just want the right to give all my life just want the right to give.
Ask you something all day.
Well, Frances, if it's about who does my hair, I do it myself.
Oh, it's pretty good.
Thank you.
No, I mean, when we were going through the ward this morning, yeah, as we passed from bed to bed, you'd say, "Hiya, sailor. Hiya, Leatherneck. Hiya, sailor. Hiya, Leatherneck." How'd you know which ones were sailors and which were Marines? They all were in hospital clothes.
Well, the sailors' hospital gowns fit tighter across the hips.
I hope I look all right. I was in such a hurry to get here today, I just threw myself together.
Well, I don't know. Everything landed in the right places. I can see that.
If the city slickers could only play the right notes the way you say the right things, Spike, you'd be Toscanini.
Well, now, Frances, if I were Toscanini, what would I do with all those cowbells?
I don't know. Let's hear what you do with them now. And besides, I'd like to hear Del Porter sing.
Started in a runnin', and he heard the whistle blow. The postman brought a letter, an airmail from our Joe. It said, "I've come back safely from across the ocean blue." And Pa took off Ma's apron, he hollered out, "Yahoo!
I'll leave the dishes in the sink. I'll leave the dishes in the sink."
Each dirty plate will have to wait. Tonight we're gonna celebrate.
Leave the dishes in the sink.
Pa started in a jiggin'. He cried, "Pa, shake awake. I'm going down the cellar, cause there's cider in the cake. The bologna's in the icebox, and there's cheese and pickles too. We'll call in all the neighbors, cause tonight's our night. Yahoo!
I'll leave the dishes in the sink. I'll leave the dishes in the sink.
Each dirty plate will have to wait. Tonight we're gonna celebrate.
Leave the dishes in the sink."
I began a fizzle, and the dancing was begun. And Grandpa took his coat off, and he yelled, "Partners, everyone!" So each one picked a partner, and they counted out 1, 2. And Ma, she curled so pretty, they all hollered out, "Yahoo!
I'll leave the dishes in the sink. I'll leave the dishes in the sink.
Each dirty plate will have to wait. Tonight we're gonna celebrate.
Leave the dishes in the sink."
And while they all were dancing, the door flew open wide, and everybody stopped, and Sergeant Joey stepped inside. He shouted out, "Attention!" And everybody knew to bother with the dishes was not the thing to do.
Oh! Leave the dishes in the sink. Oh, leave the dishes in the sink.
Dirty plate will have to wait. Tonight we're going to
celebrate. Leave the dishes in the sink. A suggestion like this couldn't be more timely, so make the most of it this week for sure. This year, everybody's drinking iced coffee. All over the country, you'll see it being served in tall, frosty, tinkling glasses. And if it's iced Chase and Sanborn, it tastes even better than it looks. Yes, one big reason for the tremendous popularity of iced coffee right now is Chase and Sanborn's richer flavor. Flavor that's been making coffee history for more than 81 years. It's the flavor that set our new all-time record, bringing more pleasure to more people in the past year than ever before. And now, when superabundant flavor is demanded for iced coffee, Chase and Sanborn Coffee wins new friends every day. This superb blend has just what it takes to offset the melting ice. Deep down, wholehearted, satisfying flavor that comes through the ordeal with a wealth of goodness to spare. You're entitled to that extra flavor. Don't settle for anything less. Ask for Chase and Sanborn Coffee every time.
comic has woven together a group of Johnny Mercer songs featuring Tony Romano, the new Spike Jones band. And when you get ready for me, Spike, just wave me in. Here's Tony.
You must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a wonderful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I'll bet you drove the little boys wild. And when it came to winning blue ribbons, you must have shown the other kids how. I can see the judge's eyes as he handed you the prize. I'll bet you made the cutest bow. Oh, you must have been a beautiful baby. 'Cause, baby, take a look at you
song the boys in the Aleutians never stopped asking for back in 1941.
Us fellas. I've seen some of you before today, you know. Bob Hope and I kind of got around. There are a couple of Marines here, I remember. Tracy Morris, good old Tiny from Southwest City, Missouri, and Billy McDowell from deep in the heart of Longview, Texas. They're both PFCs. They're both 20 years old. They both got it on Taipan. They both have J for a middle initial. And they were both in Aiea Heights Receiving Hospital in Hawaii when Bob and I were there last summer. On that day, all those who could walk were allowed to come to the show, but Bill and Tiny still looked a little too weak to their CO, so he said no. But they're Marines, and God bless them, they beat their ass and came anyhow. I love these guys. I love all of them. So Wednesday, when I heard Admiral Nimitz broadcasting from Guam and pleading for skilled shipyard workers to repair the battle-damaged ships limping home from the Okinawa operations, Well, I thought I'd like to add my small plea to his. If you're working in a shipyard, stick to it. The men here in the Corona Naval Hospital, and men like them all over the globe, fight the best battle wagons in the world. The least we can do is help keep those ships shipshape. Good night.
Thank Captain H.L. Jensen and Lieutenant S.C. Brace for this day here at the United States Naval Hospital at Corona, California. Be with us again next Sunday at this same time when Francis Langford, Spike Jones and his City Slickers, Tony Romano, and our special guest Groucho Marx will be coming to you from the United States Naval Hospital at Long Beach, California. This week, when you're buying coffee, think of us and ask for Chasin' Sanborn coffee, coffee made to serve in times like these. Charlie Ruggles can soon be seen in the Warner Brothers picture, A Stolen Life. This is Ken Carpenter speaking from Corona, California. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Eight out of every ten say royal desserts taste more delicious. Yes, royal desserts taste more delicious. More delicious? Yes, sirree. 1,526 royal desserts users told why they choose royal. And eight out of every ten said royal desserts taste more delicious. See for yourself. Try royal chocolate pudding. What rich chocolatey flavor. What luscious smoothness and creamy texture. Better than homemade chocolate pudding, lots of folks say. Yet, prepared in less than 7 minutes and no sugar needed. Look for royal chocolate pudding tomorrow. If your grocer's out of it, get royal vanilla or royal butterscotch. You'll love royal pudding in any flavor. And try tangy, tempting royal gelatin desserts, too. Remember, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 out of every 10 say, royal desserts taste more delicious. Yes, royal desserts taste more delicious.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.